It's Andy Heaton. This is Desert Island Golds, back after a bit of a break, and I'm delighted to be joined by my good friend, colleague, and spirit guide sometimes, Mr. John Gibbons, for the latest edition of the show. I'm really looking forward to this.
Looking forward to it as well, mate. I'm into it. Looking forward to getting stuck in.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time we've kind of done one with another member of the Anfield Rap staff, and we thought, well, why don't we? Because we've got loads of shared experience, but there was a time before all of this. And I just thought it'd be dead interesting, so we'll get straight into it. So we've had this one before, but someone's picked the first goal, but you've picked the second goal. I'll let you lead them. It's 1995, and it kind of, when you look back at it, kind of like a highlight of that decade, but yeah. I'll let you go.
Yeah, well, I tried to pick one goal from each decade that I'd sort of actively been supporting Liverpool. So my first game was in 1990, so although I've got some memories of the great 80s team, I never actually, you know, went to Anfield or to a competitive Liverpool game in that decade. So I tried to pick one from each decade that I'd been actively supporting, and like you say, this was unfortunately in a way a bit of the highlight and sort of as good as it got at that point. To been this the Souness era, and obviously the FA Cup was a bigger trophy, but I never went to that FA Cup final. I was a little bit young, only 10, but then this final I did go to, and it just felt like things were building up under Roy Evans at that time. You know, he'd come in, taken over from Souness, and had put together a really sort of exciting team, really, and, you know, we're developing, but they looked really good, and I say it's an exciting team, and it didn't get it much more exciting than the main fella who just tore it up that day at Wembley and was absolutely unreal.